AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A court appearance was postponed today for a Donald Trump valet who's charged with helping the former president hide classified documents the Justice Department wanted back.
Walt Nauta's lawyer told a judge that his client had been unable to find a Florida-based attorney. He also said Nauta was stuck in Newark, New Jersey, after his scheduled flight to Florida for the arraignment sat on the tarmac for hours and then was canceled. As a result, the federal judge pushed the arraignment back until July 6th. Nauta was charged earlier this month alongside Trump in a 38-count indictment filed by the Justice Department. Trump already pleaded not guilty to charges related to the alleged mishandling of classified documents kept at Mar-a-Lago. I'm Julie Walker.
A New York appeals court dismissed Ivanka Trump from a wide-ranging fraud lawsuit brought against her father and his company last year by the New York Attorney General. Former United Nations Ambassador and Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley criticized former President Donald Trump for being too friendly to China during his time in office.
He did not put us on a stronger military foothold in Asia. He did not stop the flow of American technology and investment into the Chinese military. He did not effectively rally our allies against the Chinese threat.
Trump quickly responded.
I alerted people to the dangers of China. Before me, nobody knew China was doing numbers on us.
The Justice Department Inspector General says misconduct by federal jail guards led to Jeffrey Epstein's suicide in 2019 in New York. The Supreme Court ruled that state courts can act as a check on the legislatures in redistricting and other issues affecting federal elections. The court rejected arguments by Republicans in North Carolina that could have transformed contests for Congress and president. Wall Street stocks finish higher. This is AP News. Consumer confidence is way up.
Consumer confidence jumped in June to its highest level in 18 months. The Conference Board says its index rose to 109.7 in June from 102.5 in May. That's the highest the reading has been since January of 2022. The Business Research Group's Present Situation Index, which measures consumers' assessment of current business and labor market conditions, also rose this month, along with the board's expectations index. That's a measure of consumers' six-month outlook. I'm Shelley Adler.
Bluegrass musician Bobby Osborne, who helped popularize the song Rocky Top, has died. That's according to a statement from the college where he worked. The Osborne version of the song Rocky Top in 1967 became the official state song of Tennessee. Bobby Osborne was 91. Ed Donahue, AP News.